the Rays and the Royals, as Chris Archer has never defeated KC in five career starts as opposition Jason Hamill, who finds trouble in the third.
Shot deep to center. Way back, Kane looks up, but it is gone. There's a shot to left. Gordon will go back, turn around, and watch this one. Home run for Weeks. Ricky Weeks Jr. on a 2-0 pitch. Tees off, and the Rays have hit back-to-back home runs.
Doing the pitch to Dickerson is swung on and ripped, and that's fair. Down the right field line, into the corner it goes. As it trickles around in there, over to go get it is Soler. He's waiting for it. Here's Norris racing for third. He's going to be waved home. In the third base goes Dickerson with a triple, and the Rays lead is now 5-0.
Pop up, right side. Miller's making the call. Back-to-back 11 strikeout starts. Rasmus shoots it back into deep left. Bonifacio back, and that ball is out of here. An opposite field grand slam from Rasmus.
The Rays demolished the Royals 12-1. Chris Archer racks up double-digit Ks for the second straight game. His career high is three straight starts from the 2015 season. Kevin Cash certainly enjoyed the view from the dugout on Wednesday, watching Chris Archer make mid-speed of Royals hitters while his own hitters delivered the goods all night long. Here is the Tampa Bay skipper on the Rays' 12-1 victory.
Nice win. Nice to get a win, obviously, after a couple tough ones the last 2 days. Archer came out and, you know, we really needed a quality outing, and he provided that for us. He was just tremendous. He's been on a nice little run here, getting deep into ball games, limiting his pitch count, getting obviously his punch outs, just giving us every opportunity to win the game. I know the game got separated there at the end, but we really needed that from a bullpen standpoint, and it's nice to see him step up and provide that. Offensively, you know, a bunch of guys impacted the game today. Lomo, Colby Rasmus, Ricky Weeks. It's good to see Ricky get going. He's having some good at-bats, hits a home run, and then he draws a walk there at the end of the ball game where he's kind of telling that he's seeing the ball a little bit better. So that's a good sign. That's kind of the balance to the lineup that you're looking for.
Kevin, beside the night that Colby had tonight, what kind of flexibility does it give you in the outfield, being able to have him every day?
Yeah, well, he's shown the ability to really play all three. I know we haven't put him out in center yet, but we know he can go out there and be a very good defender at all three spots for us. I mean, that helps a lot. I mean, he looks like he's moving out there really well. Obviously, we like what he's doing at the plate too.
It just seemed that Archer was just kind of in command from the start. I don't think he had more than 15 pitches in any inning.
Yeah. I mean, he was tremendous. And look, coming into the game, this team has given all of us fits here, but has given him his fits too. They've had some good at-bats, good approaches, and been able to tack on some runs. I'm not sure. I don't think he did anything differently tonight. I think he's in a good rhythm right now, and he just continues to carry over game to game.
And you kind of alluded to this, but the guy who pitched at the front of your rotation, part of that is picking up the team when you need to be picked up, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we came into the game, into today, knowing that we felt we had the right guy on the mound to kind of clean up the bullpen, get some guys some rest, and that's what took place. And, you know, definitely expressed that to Arch. He knew how bad we needed it, but it never hurts to hear it also.
Any thoughts to sending him out in the ninth?
No, none whatsoever. I mean, you know, you look at his workload, what he's done. Could he have done it? Without a doubt. But we got to manage games from his prior workload and then what's coming ahead of him. He's going to have another big start here against a very good team. I think he gets the Indian. So, and he's thrown a lot of pitches here as of late.
Good problem to have. Both first basemen have a big night tonight. Moving forward, how do you decide who's going to play?
We'll keep it the same way. I mean, basically the same exact way we've gone. Lomo's going to get the fair share against the righties. Ricky will get him against the lefties. It's been nice, though, to have Ricky get an opportunity to get some timing going, and start feeling good at the plate again.
Can't say enough about Corey. Just continues to get on base, continues to hit the ball hard in the gaps, and that triple today was big.
Yeah, he's had probably the most positive offensive start and maintain the consistency, like you said. I mean, he's finding holes. He's hitting balls far. He's hitting balls hard. And then he finds holes, through the shift at times. So he's really having solid at-bats and like the way he's moving on the bases too. He looks like he's done a nice job of picking up some speed and doing a good job in the outfield also.
The Rays send Jake Odorizzi to the mound on Thursday as he faces Jason Vargas.